This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From Rocky 1?
Whatever Rocky? One it was in. Yeah, I hear that.
What,
I think
where,
of Rocky.
Though?
Which montage was that a part of? Maybe it was Rocky 1. Was it not?
I think you're getting it mixed up here.
No way.
There's no way Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive was in Rocky.
At all? Can
no.
You confirm that, Hoff?
I feel you think like about No Easy Way Out?
His second attempt to win the title. So what is that, part two?
Yeah, okay. Rocky 2 then. Yeah, 100% that was in Rocky.
What scene? I mean, I take...
When he was training in Rocky 2, I guess.
No way.
I'm telling you.
I'm calling no.
I hear that and I think Rocky. I got to trust my gut instincts and say that was a part of a Rocky movie.
Really?
Yeah, we got to confirm that.
We need confirmation.
I don't.
Yeah. Hey, Alf, let's get this one right, buddy. Let's settle the score properly.
Meanwhile, I was getting texts yesterday about the odds for the series.
Oh, yeah.
They were off.
No, they weren't.
Yeah. I thought he said. Was it you who said that? Or he said Knicks were like plus 200.
Well, he told me. I think I asked him. I think he told me the number.
And you said it was what, plus 200 to win the series?
I thought it was plus 190, whatever it was.
Plus 400.
Oh,
because
my
I go
God.
Because see how this stuff spreads like wildfire.
Yeah.
I took that information on our radio show and was using it on a podcast that I did with Jimmy Tran on that side. I'm like, yeah, the Knicks are like only plus 200. He's like, what? That can't be right. I was like, yeah, I know. It's a problem. He looks it up. He goes, it's plus 400.
Oh, man. Maybe they got a lot of late money.
So can we confirm, please?
I don't think you like that liar. A lot of late money coming in. They got to leave the door open. Maybe the Sharps know something.
I hear that song, and I immediately think Rocky.
That's
I'm not making that up.
You might be.
I don't think I'm
going to fly now.
That's
one of
no
the songs.
Way. That song
You're
is
telling
in
me
Rocky.
That song was never in Rocky,
Sound.
I Will Survive?
It's not
no.
The first one. I know that.
No,
for
no.
Fact.
But what about
it
the
came
second
out in, it came out in 79, and the Rocky came out in 76.
Yeah. Yeah, that's,
so that's
no
that's,
way.
That's not really.
I Will Survive. Gloria Gaynor, dude. I just think disco. I think like Studio 54.
I Will Survive.
Not that I was there,
Rocky
but.
Movie. Let's see.
There's no way. There's no way.
I'm telling you, dude. I think it's in there.
I don't think it is.
Not Eye of the Tiger, Survivor. I'm looking at this one. Anyway, we got to get confirmation on that.
I think we've got it.
No,
I don't
no.
think it's in there, buddy.
Yeah, what just making that up?
Listen, maybe you're just messing it up.
No, I feel like Rocky's running through the streets and
get
the father's
the hell
blessing
out of
him.
Here to
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
No way. He's running with all the kids are following him.
Maybe.
It's gonna fly now.
I'm
what? When he's jogging through and get like somebody throws him an apple.
Yeah, maybe I just got it mixed up. Does
what?
It sound?
Sound?
I don't know.
Oof.
Yeah. What?
That is. I mean, that's like me getting something wrong with Don Mattingly. Like I'm really disappointed in you. That's. Yeah. We're talking about Rocky here, dude.
I don't know why I hear that. Maybe it just sounds similar to the Rocky theme. I don't know.
I don't know.
What year that song come out? You said
79.
I mean, I was born, so.
1979, right, Huff?
I don't remember. 79? I don't know how you guys remember the video. All right, anyway, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888.
MTV wasn't even around in 79.
I gotta go. I don't trust you. I don't trust anybody anymore. I don't trust myself.
You trust Brunson tonight?
I do trust That's Brunson tonight.
I have good news for you, Sal.
Yeah.
Somebody took the song I Will Survive and did a video montage of Rocky moments to the soundtrack, even though it wasn't in the movie.
No, I'm thinking in the movie. That does not count.
Stop bailing him out here.
I appreciate the help, Dove.
No, it's just because you came at him really hard yesterday, don't overcompensate. Please, stop.
No, I got to find that out for myself. All right, Ryan is calling from Edison. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, boys. Two quick things. First of all, I work in HVAC sales, so I'm on the road 24/7. I listen to you guys daily.
We appreciate
it. Absolutely love the show.
Thank you very much.
Number one. I'm a big guy. I weigh 270 pounds. I'm not athletic. Watching the lack of effort on defense in Game 4 as an avid fan, and you guys, I hope, can agree, absolutely embarrassed.
Yep.
They look disinterested in defending. You see Brunson come up the court. They have a hand on his body 24/7. You can see the pressure. You can see the absolute tactics. And on defense for the Knicks, it looked like they were a JV team. So I don't know if that's effort. I don't know if it's coaching. I don't know what changed from games 1, 2, and 3, but it looked like they could. At one point, they outscored them like 28 fast break points to 2. Utterly embarrassing.
Yeah.
Second thing, and then I'll let you guys talk, is I'm not sure if it was BT or Sal that said it, but as a father of a 12-year-old, I was listening to you guys go through your list, and which one of you guys brought up about the anxiety?
I said it first, and then Sal had it number one, so we both feel it.
I had constant worry. Okay. BT said anxiety, yeah.
And one of you said about how when you were younger, you didn't have a care in the world, and I go through that. I am on medication, so I know you guys said you're not at that point, but I have a lot of issues, you know, dealing with those, your mind constantly racing, you're worrying about your kids, you're worrying about how you're paying for college, all that stuff. And sometimes in this world, you feel very alone. Mm. So to hear you guys on the radio talk about that, I haven't called it in 6 months. To hear you guys bring that up, it means something to me to know that other people are going through similar things that I feel. So
that's,
I wanted
awesome
to reach out to you guys and let you know it meant a lot today.
Yeah. Thanks for the call there, man. And thanks for calling us back. It's been a while. Just because we have like unique jobs, I mean, human beings.
Well, if that was your number two and it was my number one, obviously we're not alone in that. I guarantee you that that's a high, if not the highest thing in the parent, whatever.
Gio's talked about that in the past. Greg's talked about that in the morning. Some things he's dealt with. I think it's normal. Now, I think the key is, and I'm not saying that's always easy, it's definitely not, is to just have good balance. And you know, as much as how many times have you heard me say on the show, I tell my kids, control what you can control.
Yeah.
But it's a little hard for daddy to heed that advice when, right, you know, yeah, control, great. I can't control fate, you know, so why worry about it? But you worry about it because you love them.
And it is your singular job, if anything else, as a parent, is to protect your children.
That's right.
And you worry about, how the hell am I going to do this?
Because
you really, you know, you hate to think about it, but you really can't. You can only do so much. To your point, you can't control certain things. But yeah, that is an obvious fear, and we understand, Ryan. Thank you for your call. Ken is calling from Old Bridge. What's up, Ken?
Valley boy, you got your R movies mixed up. I Will Survive is from The Replacements, not Rocky.
No, I was not thinking that. I've seen The Replacements. I like that movie.
I like it. It's Keanu Reeves, right? It's
a
good movie.
I am curious where that came from, though, Ken. I don't know why I thought Rocky. Maybe there was a similar song in there that I got it confused with. But if I'm hearing that and thinking one thing, clearly it's wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't know where the hell it came from.
Well,
it came from somewhere.
I think maybe where it came from, Ken, and thanks for the call, Ken. Sal, is that you know who sings Eye of the Tiger? It's Survivor. And maybe you just playing on words, and Survivor's been banging around your head for 40 years because they sing Eye of the Tiger. And he just heard I Will Survive, and you made a click, although incorrect, you know, connection.
Maybe. No, but I feel like
this is the best of us, buddy.
I feel like this goes back years. In my mind, I hear that song, and I think Rocky.
That's amazing to me, for somebody who loves Rocky the way you do.
Judy's calling from Stratford. What's up, Judy? Judy, you have a solution for us here? Judy, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, thank God. I mean, Judy, go ahead. What do you got for us?
I looked it up, and I Will Survive is in the second movie where Adrian and Rocky are talking calmly.
Or talking what?
Calmly in one of the scenes.
Which scene, though?
I tell her that on Google.
No, I understand that. What I'm asking, Judy, is what scene, like, you know.
I didn't see that, but I did see where I just looked at it, and they said it was a scene where they're talking calmly.
Yeah, I don't know if that fits, Judy.
Because you're thinking montage. You were thinking more like a real important part of the movie.
Yes, in my mind, for whatever reason, I've got obviously wires across here.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially. I should put an asterisk next to it. I don't know if I'm trusting everybody
here. There's no Roger Maris here.
Keep going. I did Google it, and it's not coming up. That's what makes me think that I got to do so. I just want to know where the hell I got that thought from. Would I dream this? You know, sometimes you dream something, you think it's a reality.
Yeah.
Like, forever, I thought that Warren Moon was a former Falcon, like, just when I was a younger kid. I don't know how. I must have dreamt it by playing Super Tecmo Bowl. It was a weird one. I was like, oh, Warren Moon used to be a Falcon. I was like, what? So I like dreamt something into reality as a young kid. I don't know where this came from, but in my mind, I hear that song to Rocky like running through the streets.
I can't help you with this one, dude.
Yeah,
I don't know where to go with this.
Hey, Frank and Belmore, can you help me out? Have you guys heard that song in a Rocky movie?
Yeah, I got you covered, Sal. No worries.
Oh. All right, what do you got?
Dude, you've uncovered a plagiarism lawsuit here. I think you made Sylvester Stallone some money. At the end of Rocky One, you hear ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes! Yes!
And it goes into it, and it sounds a lot like Glory Gaynor's song. So there you go.
There you go, Frank. Maybe that's what it is. At least that adds up, and thank you for the call.
That's not even close!
Yes, I think he's right. He just touched on it. Remember at the end of Rocky?
Paulie's sucking down beers because Adrian can't go to the fight?
When he finally wins, I'm pretty sure it's Rocky 2, I want to say.
But yeah, when he wins. And Adrian and Paulie are watching the fight at the house.
Hoff, give me the end scene if you could pull it up on YouTube, because maybe that's where it comes from. Now, I'm not saying it's the exact song.
It's not.
But if it sounds like that, at least it would justify where I'm not Looney Tunes here.
That's not even close. Come on.
I'm telling you that it came from somewhere.
You didn't play this at like your seventh birthday party at some roller rink in Long Island?
By then it was into the 80s stuff. Beyond the I Will Survive, I would think. I'll go back and watch all the Rocky movies, damn it, this weekend. I don't care.
You can't. You have no me time.
Put my daughter aside. Sammy, go figure it out. Just make sure the back door's locked so she doesn't find her way in the pool. I mean, come on.
Dude, she got out the other day.
What? See, I'm not even laughing at it. Like, that's...
Now,
do
we
you guys have...
Yes.
Okay.
I was like, $5,000 for this? Come on.
Yeah, my wife was like, you better put that for a second, too. I get that.
My wife made us do it, so thankfully you had that. Yep. And I don't know what happened. I was in the office. My wife must have gone upstairs for something for a second. Sammy was downstairs. She comes upstairs into my office, and her socks...
No.
...are, like... abnormally dirty. You know how socks can be dirty.
Yeah,
whatever.
sure. Like sludge on them, you mean?
Yeah, and that's, you can see more dirt than normal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on? Like, wait. And then my wife feels the bottom of her socks. She goes, yeah, they were wet. And I looked outside and I saw her play mower was in a different spot than I remembered it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I think she might have been outside.
Wow.
I go downstairs. The door's open. She got out back. I don't know what the hell's going on. She hasn't done this before.
So it was initially locked, and then she found a way to unlock it?
It might have been unlocked from letting Maddox out or whatever.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba
Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My wife was downstairs. I was up in the office doing something.
You passed that.
I'll take the blame if I need to, BT. Hey, if I'm wrong about the Rocky song, I'll take that blame. Yeah. This one, my wife was downstairs. Next thing you know, so Sammy's working up the courage. It is very scary, actually. But like we said, safe, no harm, no foul, and it wasn't long. But all it takes is a split second.
But it's also a harbinger of things to come now, where she starts to explore, and
that's
now
what
there's
I mean.
More
yeah.
anxiety that starts to
yeah.
pop up.
Yeah, and then that's exactly right.
That's
but now we
I'm
make
saying.
Sure that door is locked, no matter what.
Yeah.
But even that, like. All you got to do is flip it up. Like,
yeah, I hear. Oh, God.
But yeah, constant worry.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, point is, go figure it out, Sammy. Go play with Maddox. Daddy's got to watch Rocky and make sure I didn't screw these things up. Let's get one more in. Sonny is calling from Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, as a father of two kids in college, and I went through what you guys are going through now, you will survive. Trust me. It won't be easy, but you will survive. And it's all worth it in the end. I'll tell you one thing that gets a lot better, two things that get worse, if I may. Your time gets a lot better. When your kids are older in college, like my kids are, you're going to have time, guys, to play golf. You're going to have time to go out to the movies with your wife, long weekends with your wife.
You're too old.
To even sleep in. So time is definitely the thing that gets better. The thing that gets worse is two things. Money. Both my kids go down south to college. I'm paying a fortune. And listen, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's the way it is. I love my kids. Being a father is the best thing in the world. They both go to school down south. It's cost me a lot of money. Airline tickets, flying back and forth for the holidays. And don't forget, these kids travel these days. Right now, my daughter's in Italy for a semester, and that costs a lot of money. I'm Venmoing both kids $100, $200 every weekend. They're traveling. They're going to concerts.
I mean, Sonny, I mean...
That's it? That's actually not too bad, $100 a weekend?
But, what? $200 a week? What are you, insane? Come on. Yeah, it's nothing.
It costs a lot. Listen, times have changed. My father, I never forget. I went to a state school, paid my own way through school. Yep. I had 10 brothers and sisters. My father, when he dropped me off, God bless his soul, he died about a year and a half ago, and I love him. He gave me $300 and said, kid, I love you. And that lasted the whole semester. But the worst thing, guys, that gets worse is the anxiety, like you guys said. Why? Because as your kids get older, your kid, it's no more little Johnny has a cold and you got to worry about that. The kids start driving.
I know.
They start drinking, unfortunately. That's the way it is. Both my kids are legal. They're 21.
Dating and dealing with heartbreak and all that bull crap and social media.
Yeah, and guys, and they start, and if you have a daughter, which I do, they start dating. So it's a whole different anxiety, which I think is a lot worse.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Sonny.
Great call.
Yeah, thank you, Sonny. Thanks,
Sonny.
A lot of stuff there.
Yeah, I mean, boy, you know, it's, yeah, there's different checkpoints.
I think next week, this has been a good, like, therapy session for everybody.
Yeah.
Next week, we should probably power up with the five best things about being a parent.
Top five reasons to have a vasectomy.
Yeah, no. We got to do the best things. All right, last one before we get take a break here and get back. We'll get back to the Knicks and the Mets, of course, with Soto. Scott is in East Meadow. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how you doing, Sal and BC?
Good.
Sal, I'm with you, man. I knew that there's a part of the song, I Will Survive, in the Rocky movie. And God bless artificial intelligence, because I just looked it up. It says the instrumental break in I Will Survive is based on a piece of music originally written by Bill Conti, who composed the score for the Rocky movies. So not the entire song, but the instrumental part of I Will Survive is absolutely in the Rocky movie.
There we go.
See, well, is we it, go. Though?
Thank you, Scott.
There we go.
There we go.
No,
so, but maybe now, so Bill Conti, so Rocky came out first.
In 76.
Okay.
She came out in 79 with that
right.
song.
So then she probably lifted something from his original score, or instrumental, whatever you want to say, and they sound similar. And that's where I was crossing the wires, thinking it was that song when it was not, in fact, that song.
Or he could have lifted it from her in Rocky II. Did he say the original Rocky there?
I thought
there?
That's what he said, yeah.
Okay, he might have, I was going to say, because then Rocky II was 79, right? Same as her song, I think?
Right, every 3 years, I'm pretty sure.
I think so. Same with Star Wars. I think it was every couple years, right? I mean, I don't know, but do you even like the song?
I do, yeah. I mean, I like the Rocky movies, and I thought the song was a part of Rocky movies.
This is coming from a guy, by the way. This is why this is so confounding to me. So last year, for Christmas, you gave me the sweater.
We love Rocky.
That Rocky's wearing when he either picks up Butkus, and obviously
when they're
dating, and she's wearing the glasses. You got me the powder blue Win Rocky Win T-shirt,
right?
Like also some Roddy Piper stuff. Like everything's based in Rocky.
I love Rocky,
but are you supposed to know it more?
I love it so much that I was able to detect a fraction of a song with.
That's a good way to spin it.
The air is out of the balloon. The excitement levels come way down. And while people may not be expecting the worst, they're bracing for a potential end of the season tonight or knowing that it might come over the weekend if the series does shift back to Indiana for game six. I'm not mentally there yet. These series, man, this is how they go. It could feel totally different after tonight where you wake up maybe tomorrow. We're on here tomorrow at 10 a.m. talking about, all right, 3-2, let's go find a way to get a win in Indiana.
God, I would love to have that conversation tomorrow. And I think that there's a good chance that we will. You know, the series I don't feel great about, as we talked about earlier in the show, but I think the Knicks have a pretty good shot to win tonight. Actually, I think that they will win. You know, but this is what we go through. I remember saying this before the Pistons series. Hey, when you crave relevancy and you crave, you know, being in the middle of the conversation after so long being on the outside looking in, like, all we had to look forward to from a Knicks perspective was, are we picking eighth? Are we getting lucky?
Yeah.
Are we getting the first pick, second pick, third pick? Who are we taking? Who's coming out of college? Is there a European stud that could come save us? Who's going to come in free agency? Nobody did. I mean, before Jalen. So I look at this and I'm like, all right, this is what we want. Now, if it doesn't go well tonight and they lose, now it's a pain that is a lot harder to wash away than just a 25-win season where you're desensitized to sucking.
Right.
That's the juggle.
Right, where the season was over before it got going.
Yes.
No, now it's
going to
be difficult. But you would take the pain all day long how far. And then we could just try to assess from there what they would need to get to the next step. But I think the Knicks will win tonight and make this thing a real series with a real chance to win it in seven. Drew is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Drew?
Shout out.
Yeah. It's my guy, Drew. What's up, Drew?
Big fan, guys. I was actually also going to chime in on the parenting, the anxiety stuff, but Sonny stole my thunder. I was going to say, wait till they start driving and have boyfriends and girlfriends and they're walking in the house at 1 a.m., 2 a.m. I mean, enjoy them when they're little, because big kids, big problems. Little kids, little problems.
Yeah, right.
the other thing I wanted to say was, on the Knicks, I hate to be this guy, but do we really see this team winning 3 games in a row?
Hard,
if they do.
Hard to say
and
that now,
do,
Drew.
Are they being OKC?
No.
Are we being OKC?
Then why
are we going to get all nuts? You know, if they go down tonight or game six, you know what I'm saying? This is the inevitable.
Yeah.
They got to fix this team.
Thanks for the call, Drew. Good stuff there. It was funny with the Soto. Here's where, BT, I will draw the line. I can see the Knicks winning three straight. I know that it's unlikely based on what we've seen from them. It's not going to be easy. I still think there is a realistic path to that happening, and the Knicks could get themselves to the NBA Finals, even though it seems unlikely now. I draw the line there. I don't think there's any chance they could beat the Thunder.
The Thunder is so much better. You know, when we did the reaction videos the other night, I don't know if I retweeted it, but it's obviously on the WFAN X account, mine, and Lukey did one, Sal did one as well. I'm sure we'll bang one out tonight as well. But I remember saying, I'm like, you know, part of me wants to just be irrational now. I think that's how it started. Yeah. Like, I want to go nuts, and I want to be an irrational fan. I just want to let it flow and just go crazy. But there's really nothing to be irrational about. Like, when you, not that you need to look at it pragmatically always as a fan, but when you do it, when you remove some of the emotion, what was I going to go nuts about over the other night when the better team won? I'm not saying there aren't elements like why is Bridges taking those shots late, or why is OG not finishing layups, or why does Bridges have a layup and then pull it out for a 5-foot fall away, or the fouls, or other things that we could talk about, on which we did either in the video or on the show. But, like, I can't go nuts because I don't think the Knicks are the better team. I thought they were.
Right.
They're not. Doesn't mean you can't get lucky and mess around and get but I can't go crazy if I think the better team is winning. That seems crazy.
And that's why we disagree about this series, where I, at my core, don't believe the Pacers are better than the Knicks.
I wish I felt that.
Now, there's different ways to say it. I think the Knicks are more talented than the Pacers are. Now, the Pacers play more together as a quote-unquote team than the Knicks do, but I think the talent, more so than not in the NBA, more often than not, wins out, and I think the Knicks have more talent than the Pacers, which is why I'm not resigned to just say, well, they're down 3-1 and the Pacers are clearly the better team. Give it to the Pacers. I'm not there. I don't think that they're clearly the better team. I think that the Knicks have a real chance if they do what they're supposed to do. Now, they're going to have to play their A game, and I think if the Knicks play their A game, they will win this series, if they play the A game for the next three games. I do not believe, even if the Pacers match it, I still think the Knicks' A game is better than theirs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, so I would even go a step further the other way. Like, if the Knicks played an A game, you know, over the next three, I think the Pacers could still move on with a B-plus game.
Yeah, see, well, then you think that they're better.
I do.
It adds up to.
I just think they're better.
Yeah, BT and Sal on the Fan. Joe is in Wappinger Falls. What's up, Joe?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you today? So I want to talk a little Knicks, but about the parenting thing. So right now I run the gamut. I got an 18-year-old that just finished his freshman year of college. I got a 15-year-old that plays travel softball, wears number 23. For what reason, BT? Because daddy wore 23 because of Donnie Baseball.
Donnie Baseball. Love it. Yeah. My son wears 23 as well.
And I have an 8-year-old who is, you know, bringing up the rear. So I'm running all the gamut. So we got the big problems, little problems, everything.
Boy, by the way, you really spread things out with your wife, huh, Joe?
Mm. Yeah, let's just say there was a conversation about just having two, and then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, I got a surprise. I don't know who was messing with me. We were symmetrical. We had the boy and the girl, and all of a sudden, hey, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, so, okay, I got it.
So anyway, but about the Knicks, and listen, I don't want to be negative Nelly and all that. But if they do lose, the inevitable conversation is going
to
be...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, Gibbs can't win the big one. He's not the guy for that. He can't be that guy. He can only take him so far. And I want to take you back. I don't know how many years ago it was, but there was a certain coach in the NFL in Philadelphia that could never win the big one. Right? He could never get over that hump. He couldn't get this. He got to the Super Bowl the one time, and they lost conference final. They lost. And then, oh, what do you know? He gets a guy named Patrick Mahomes, and now he's one of the all-time great coaches. So you're not a big-time coach until you're a big-time coach. And Tibbs brought us to relevancy again. He brought us back to respectability. No one, the Knicks are not a laughing stock anymore. They're a real team again. They're somebody you don't want to play in certain spots. And I tell you right now, if they have another year together with Cat, it's only been, what, 6-7 months with him and Brunson? Give them some more time together. Let them get that same feel that Indiana has, that they look like that team that's well-oiled and gelled together. Because Siakam and Halliburton, and they've been together for a while, these guys. Give them next year. I tell you, they're going to be better next year. I just have a better feeling without too many big changes.
Well, Joe, that's a good call. Thank you. They might be better. I don't think they'll be good enough. You know, I think Giannis, if they don't make any changes, they're not going to elevate from wherever they are now, and ultimately we'll find out what that is, to a champion just because Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns get more reps together. Now, if you tweak the roster, whether it's a Giannis, whether it's Reeves, other things that are out there potentially over the summer, that's different. But reps between those two, their flaws are fatal together.
Yeah, and look, I'm more in line with thinking that Tibbs can be Andy Reid. I've referenced him many times in the example of, yeah, okay, well, he didn't win a championship until he did, and then he broke through, and now you look at him as one of the greats talking about Andy Reid, so who's to say that that couldn't happen eventually for Tibbs? I would still give him next year because it is still in its infancy here. The problem is there are signs that you may have to get out in front of before waiting to see if Tibbs can figure this out with these two guys. Because if you make a decision by mid-next season or the end of next season, maybe it's too late to maximize their championship window. That's the risk that you have in making a difficult decision like that. But I'm with the caller. I like Tibbs. He's earned to me another year to try to get this team together. And ultimately, I don't think he's the problem. I think that the problem is that their stars are just not good enough.
I think some of his philosophies have become a little antiquated defensively. But whenever the season ends, we entertain this again. But just to give Joe, and you support Joe, so I'll give you a little credence here as well. Forget about Andy Reid. How about Joe Torre? So yeah. Joe Torre comes up in the 70s with the Mets. Many of you know this. It's also a million years ago. But He goes 49-68, 66-96, 63-99, 67-95, 24-28, 17-34, fired, okay? Initially a player manager, but a disaster. Mets were just a train. They were a doormat. Their talent level was awful. Now, obviously, the Knicks have a pretty good talent level here, but the point being, if WFN was around in the late 70s instead of the late 80s, which we were born in 87, I promise you, you would have been calling up saying Joe Torre is atrocious. They will never win with Joe Torre.
Well, I said that in 96 when he got hired.
Fast forward 20 years later, the back page of the Post, clueless Joe, bang, five championships.
Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Boost Mobile. Reliable nationwide coverage for $25 monthly.
Luigi's calling from White Plains. What's up, Luigi?
I'm calling to Buster Chops. Juan Soto. Could it just be the Mets purchased an overpriced player and it's going to be an average player? I mean, that's basically what it seems like to me. Hopefully for you guys, I'm wrong. I'm also going to tell you I'm a bitter Yankee fan, so I'm still mad that he didn't sign with the Yankees.
I respect the honesty, Luigi.
I don't even think about it at all.
It does.
Well, I got you.
I love him as a player, and I think he's a clutch player.
That's undeniable, no doubt, no doubt.
Luigi, so we agree. You love him as a player. You think he's a clutch player. So do I. The difference is that you're enjoying the slow start, and I'm not. But I know it's about to change. And you know it's about. This is
he's F-mart.
This is the PSA from SAL to the Yankee fans out there, to all the Juan Soto haters, because you're hurt that he left you. Enjoy it now. He's giving you good fodder for the first couple of months of this season. That soon will change. And the punchback is going to be unbearable.
BT and Sal on The Fan. Enjoy it now.
Maybe not for you, BT, because you've been kind of soft on this, right?
That'd be fair. He's a good hitter. He's going to hit. He's not going to hit 225 this year.
You accepted the L at the time. And, well, no, you did. You
the way you slipped that in there.
No, I'm saying.
No, there's no doubt. The Mets beat the Yanks at the negotiating table, and I tip my hat, and you got to move on. Take it like a big boy.
Now, the true battle will be in the results. And so far, the results for the Yankees couldn't be any better.
Yeah, we good over here.
Right.
We good.
For now.
We happy.
But yes. And the results for the Mets couldn't be any worse statistically, and maybe even more than just statistically, with Juan Soto.
Yeah.
But that's now. It's just, you know, we're entering June. So it's been an extended period, but in the grand scheme of things, this is a decision that was not made for one season. It was made for a long time.
Totally get it. Which is why I lauded the Mets for doing it. It's funny, like, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, I do think both teams will be a playoff team at this point. And it seems like the Yankees' road will be easier based on the division. And we get to the postseason. Aaron Judge finally dispels the inability to perform on that stage, and he goes bonkers. And Juan Soto, who's been an October hero, could hit 190. Like, it just, or, baseball is just, you know, or it could do some damage.
Or
the Mets can miss the playoffs.
Well, no, I wasn't going to go there. Sure. Or Judge wins another MVP.
Yeah.
Dominates the regular season as usual. Maybe comes up a little short in the postseason. And it's Sotober.
Sotober. I can't even say Sotober.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
How'd you say that? Sotober.
I'm waiting for Sotober. Jesus.
How do you think of these things? You just thought of it now?
Yeah.
You just think of these things.
You said it in October.
I give you credit. You do a good job of stretching things out. I know it's killing you you haven't been able to flex on this station, you know, with the red carpet and the corn and it's eating away like a parasite, pecking on a little piece of corn in the field.
You whispering at me, Calder's whispering at me, just get me to Sotober. Now, if he doesn't perform in the postseason, I mean, I'll lose my freaking mind. Now, a long way to go to get there. I think the Mets are going to get there. We're going to need the real Juan Soto to show up. Speaking of the postseason, we have the Knicks tonight, and actually nobody wants to talk about that right now. It's
a lot of Rocky stuff.
Yeah, the kids and Rocky. Pooper Scooper Jeff is calling from Miller Place. Hi, Pooper Scooper. How's it going?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to... I'm going to put together all the callers with the, because I happen to know about John Conte and his composing. So, Rocky won 1976, the music, in the song, Going the Distance, which was Williams kind of recycled and used again for the 79 Rocky II Gonna Fly Now, that was where the instrumental that I think is triggering your memory. And and Conti's a great composer with John Williams. They've collaborated. And I know a little bit about that. I know a little bit about dog poop and go Knicks.
There you go. I mean, it said Pooper Scooper Jeff from Miller Place. So there you go. Go Knicks. Jeff cleaning up the, you know, as far as it pertains to Rocky and the soundtrack right there. There was something clearly, BT, as we talked about it earlier, in case you missed it, check out on the free Odyssey app, that made me think when Hoff is playing all these songs about the Knicks trying to extend their season and survive,
yep.
I hear I will survive, and I think Rocky, and that's where I think it comes from, the little samples in within.
You know, yeah. I get it. I mean, it's like David Bowie and Vanilla Ice. I mean, ding, ding, right. ding. Did I understood. Yeah. I mean, music, they can overlap, and, you know, things get a little confusing sometimes, but we're just going to let it, like... Why did that guy identify himself as Pooper Scoop?
That's what he does.
Does he?
Yeah, what do you mean? That's a job.
I've never heard that.
Yo, yeah, dude. I had...
He's called the station before?
I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
He specifically asked to be called that today.
Yeah, Pooper Scooper
that's
Jeff.
His job, yeah.
I like it. Why? I like when guys identify themselves.
No, I do too. I get it. Pooper Scooper?
That's what he does. Dude, you have to hear some of the excitement, because I was trying to... I did when I was on Long Island. Remember I told you about Maddox, like sometimes during the winter months, I'll just let it go. Like he goes out there.
Yeah, you're telling you wanted to find a dog.
Yeah, now I'm on it every week. And I'm thinking to you, I'm like, this is what I'm doing with my life on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, pick it up.
Yeah, bending over, picking up Maddox's crap all day outside. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so whatever. It's easier once you get a hold of it. But over the winter months, I'm like, oh man, I got to call somebody. And I did on Long Island. And you call these guys, there's like a list of, you know, wherever you find them on Google, whatever.
Oh, God.
They're like, and they have all unique, funny names, but they couldn't be more excited about it. And
the guys, so there's like, a Pooper Scooper community?
And they do well. No, they make good money.
Yeah, but you just show up, you pick something up, you go home. It's not that hard.
I get
and nobody
it,
wants to do it, so you got to get some bucks.
Bingo.
No, I'm not.
I'm not picking it up on the side. It could add it to my resume, a third job.
I'm not denigrating the profession.
Yeah.
I'm not downplaying the profession. It's just an interesting name to call yourself.
Pooper
As
Scooper
a grown
Jeff.
Man.
Yeah. I'm all right with that.
Not terrible, but, you know, it's not what I would do.
BT and Sal, all the fed. David is calling from White Plains. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, Dave?
I got a good story for you about I Will Survive.
Go ahead.
So before I married my wife, we were dating, and she had this game night between her and her girlfriends that I barely got invited to while we were dating.
Okay.
So I tell her, I say, I only know sports and music. They ask me anything else, I'm kind of going to be lost. So we go to this party. I go and see all the guys. I talk to them. They're basically guys who are not going to know about sports. So I'm feeling okay. So the category comes up. It's like a categories type of game.
Yeah.
Where, like, all right, so you're familiar with
it. Yep.
So they say songs from Rocky. So I say, that's great. I tell my girlfriend I'm good at sports and I'm good with music. So songs with Rocky, I got to know it. So in my head, you know, the pressure's on. You're thinking, what are you going to do? I'm thinking, all right, Gonna Fly Now is in my head. I got Burning Heart and Hearts on Fire.
Well, no easy
way out.
I'm not
going to be the guy that pulls Eye of the Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be that guy because everyone has that.
Yep.
So they start answering. There's four of us there. So I figure if I know two or three, I'm good.
You're good.
He's got like, they must have been like the Pooper Scooper guy that you were just talking to. Because they're pulling out Bill Conti. They're saying soundtrack. They're
scores.
Naming things like you know, from the movie that it says, like, Going the Distance. Like, I didn't know Going the Distance.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Music. Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I gets to me. I throw out Burning Heart.
Nice.
They're still throwing out stuff, but I'm losing people. I'm coming up next. It's just me and this one other guy. So I throw out. Living in America, you know, giving.
Oh, love yeah, it. James yeah, Brown, James Brown.
Living in America.
Yeah.
And they're like,
I feel good.
What is that? So they're arguing with me about Living in America. I actually start singing Living in America.
Yes.
I was like, James Brown himself is in the movie.
That's right.
So it gets approved. The next guy goes, he says Eye of the Tiger, and now I'm frozen. Like, I don't know what to say. I already picked three. All mine are shot. My girlfriend's looking at me. So I say, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
See?
Oh, no.
See? There you go.
No.
And what happened?
No. Everybody is saying that's absolutely, I can't say the word, but a lot of no said, like, that's a bunch of bull. That is not in that movie. And I'm saying, I remember at the end of Rocky One, Rocky's down, Apollo's down, Mickey's yelling. I don't know if he's yelling get down or stay up, but he's yelling something.
I think he's yelling stay down.
God, I Will Survive. Yeah. It's going to come, it comes on. So I'm
screaming about it. They're saying they're looking stuff up on the internet.
No way.
I don't care what the internet says. That is I Will Survive. It's not the whole song, but it's a bit of the song.
See? David, thank you for bringing some sense to the program.
Yeah, except
what a great story.
Outstanding story. Except the chronological order of the story doesn't match. Because the song was dropped in 79, and he's referencing a movie that was 76.
But still, we both...
It sounds cute, but it's just not accurate.
We both think we heard it.
And you're both wrong.
No, but there are parts of that song in the movie.
Almighty, come on.
It's not the actual song, but there's a reason why we both, and we can't be alone, thought that, oh, yeah, that song, it sounds familiar. It sounds the same. It sounds like the same exact thing.
You know what I would have been impressed with if he would have busted out? I don't even know the name of the song, but when Paulie gets Rocky the robot, happy birthday, Paulie.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Rocky gets Paulie there was a song. There was a little tune going on before he reprogrammed her voice to go get him beers and the cigar. You know the scene I'm talking about.
I know the scene. I don't recall the song.
But imagine if somebody knew that song.
Yeah.
Like, that's the genius edition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.